This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, November 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Chinese soybean purchases canceled. Commodity price increases could lower farmer payments. And U.S.-EU trade progress. China may have bought fewer soybeans since Trump-Z meeting than believed. China bought fewer U.S. soybeans than initially expected, according to a revised Agriculture Department data on recent Chinese soybean purchases. In a correction published yesterday, USDA said a Chinese buyer canceled 100,000 tons of soybean purchases originally ordered on November 3rd. This brings the volume of confirmed Chinese soybean purchases since the president's Trump and Xi recent meeting to 232,000 tons. Agata Kingsbury, a commodity analyst, post on LinkedIn said, quote, "There's not much to cancel to begin with." Kingsbury said the cancellation casts more doubt on whether China will meet its purchase commitments under its deal with the U.S., or will we see the classic China two-step, cancel at the highs and then quietly buy back at the lows now that post-WASDE prices have softened, she said, referring to the USDA supply and demand estimate published on Friday. Time will tell, but soybean prices were higher yesterday on rumors that a Chinese buyer placed a new order for U.S. soybeans. Rising prices could mean lower farm bill payments for producers. Prices for corn and soybeans have risen a bit this fall, so commodity program payments may not be quite as large as originally expected. Based on new season average price projections, farmers are likely to get around $11.9 billion in payments next year from the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, that according to Paul Neifer's Farm CPA report. It's about $2 billion lower than his September forecast. The average marketing year price forecast for corn went up 10 cents a bushel since September, reducing estimated payments by $1.3 billion. The projected average soybean price went up 50 cents a bushel, lowering its estimated payments by about $1 billion. Wheat and rice price forecasts have both dropped, increasing projected payments for both by a total of $300 billion. Keep in mind, payments on crops harvested this fall will go to producers next October. EU slow rolls implementation of U.S. trade deal, sparking frustration. 3 months after the U.S. and European Union published a joint trade framework, legislation implementing the deal is crawling through the EU legislative process. They're not racing through it by any manner, Alice Donovan, Secretary General of the European Liaison Committee for Agricultural and Agri-Food Trade, tells AgriPulse, quote, "I think they're biding their time a little bit." The European Commission, Parliament, and Council of the European Union will all have to sign off on the deal's tariff adjustments, but the European Parliament is already voicing its displeasure with the deal. Despite its title, the commitments resulting from the joint statement do not appear to be reciprocal, fair, or balanced. That according to a parliamentary report on the proposal published last month. The parliament proposed more than 30 amendments, including efforts to monitor U.S. ag export increases and safeguards to prevent a surge of imports. Take note, U.S. officials expressed frustration with Europe's pace of implementation in comments to the Financial Times this week. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer will be in Brussels this week to meet with EU counterparts. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick heads to Brussels next week. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Chevron explains departure from Clean Fuels Group. Chevron says it's leaving Clean Fuels Alliance America to cut costs. We reported yesterday that the energy giant was leaving the group that represents the biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel industries. Company spokesperson Allison Cook says the decision, quote, was made as a part of a larger enterprise-wide cost reduction effort that included Chevron's participation in many trade associations and other sponsorships across many lines of business. Cook adds that Chevron wants to, quote, sincerely thank the organization for its dedication and leadership role in the growth of new markets and adoption of bio-based diesel. Chevron will, quote, continue to stay engaged with the industry and advocate for biodiesel and renewable diesel. America First Policy Institute will focus on lawfare. A conservative advocacy group co-founded by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins back in 2021 launched a new project aimed at protecting farmers from what it calls government overreach. The America First Policy Institute's Lawfare Advisory Council will examine cases involving regulation, eminent domain, and environmental requirements, AFPI says in a news release. Earlier this year, USDA created an online web portal where farmers could file complaints. We have real folks in government who are interested in providing relief from this long-term system of systemic lawfare against farmers and ranchers, said Tate Bennett, AFPI Director of Rural Policy and the Council's co-chair, on a call with reporters yesterday to discuss the new effort. In addition to Bennett, council members include Leanne O'Neill, AFPI Chief Legal Affairs Officer and Council Co-Chair, Brett Tolman, AFPI Chair for American Justice and former U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah, Dave Bernhardt, the former Secretary of the Interior, Sarah Phelan Tate, rancher and attorney specializing in agricultural and environmental law, John Rich, the country music star, Todd Rokita, Indiana Attorney General, and Daniel Epstein, the attorney specializing in administrative law and former special advisor to President Donald Trump. No surprise, WOTUS proposal embraced by ag and slammed by enviros. The latest effort to come up with a definition of waters of the U.S. that can survive in Republican and Democratic administrations is officially underway. Given the reactions to the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers proposal, however, it's more likely that it will follow the same road to the courthouse. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the proposal protects critical water sources while respecting farmers. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture applauds the proposal for recognizing, quote, states' expertise in managing and protecting local land and water resources. Environmental groups, however, say the proposal could leave up to half of all wetlands unprotected. The proposal attempts to adhere to the Supreme Court's 2023 Sackett decision that to be protected under federal law, so-called, quote, adjacent wetlands must be connected continuously to regulated surface waters. Here's today's final word. It is imperative that Congress weigh in as well, given Congress' constitutional authority over trade and duty to oversee executive action. The American people deserve to see where their representatives stand. that the word of Senators Rand Paul of Kentucky, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Ron Wyden of Oregon, all in a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, urging a vote on three bills passed by the Senate to end tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, November 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.